Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Monday, the second day of January. It is now 50 degrees. We picked up 0.06 of an inch of rain so far. And we got some moderate rain out there going on at the moment. I'll have more on that forecast following this edition of the news. It is time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, he's located in Wayne City. Well, a little before 7:30 this morning, Fairfield City Police were alerted that a 70-year-old woman had wandered away from her home in the southeast part of town sometime in the night. With temperatures in the upper 30s and rain starting, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department and local ambulance service officials were alerted. A little before 8 a.m., the woman was found in the FS lot south of the railroad tracks. She was dressed in very light clothing and appeared to be okay, though. She was taken, however, to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for treatment of exposure. Fairfield City Police report they would be very happy to add any family member or dependent that is a walkaway risk to their list of contacts. Those wishing to add someone to the walkaway list should just provide the person's name, address, date of birth, recent photograph, and the name and phone number of who to contact in case they're found wandering. Especially in cold weather, the public should take notice of any elderly or very young individuals that are out by themselves and dressed inappropriately for temperatures, and of course, notify local police if you see one of those individuals. WFIW News, time 12:16.
This is Jeff Zerlini, and I'm a Fairfield Memorial Hospital physical therapy patient. I have been working with the therapist and have gained momentum in overcoming osteoarthritis in my knees. During my physical therapy sessions at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, I improved the quality of movement in my knees, strengthened my muscles, as well as lost weight, which is something I had not done in many years. While spending time under their care, I witnessed firsthand hearts of pure gold in action. I believe the therapy team at Fairfield Memorial Hospital has extraordinary talent, and I greatly appreciate them using their expertise to help me overcome my limitations.
Barn doors are a hip interior design trend. Barn doors act as a partition or a space-saving door in your home. But the quality barn door hardware can be hard to find, but not anymore. You can find quality and quiet barn door hardware at Kincaid's. It's available in oil-rubbed bronze or stainless steel finishes. So if you're wanting a barn door or even a new kitchen or bathroom, go see Lisa and now Julie McGill for a free consultation in the home decor department at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Fairfield City Police report the arrest of two area residents Friday on warrants out of Clay County. Following a traffic stop in the 800 block of West Delaware Street, police arrested the driver, Sarah B. Groves, 29 of Jeff, and her passenger, Gene P. Tilton, 31 of Mattoon. Both were wanted out of Clay County for retail theft. Bond on each defendant, $500 cash. On Sunday, Fairfield City Police report the arrest of 45-year-old Robert J. Kronovich of Fairfield for violating an active order of protection. Kronovich is accused of going to the home of Diane L. French on Northwest 6th Street and getting into an argument. 40-year-old Chad E. Pepple of Bluford was cited Sunday afternoon for felony driving revoked. Wayne County Sheriff's Police were dispatched to County Road 005 East at 750 North on a report of a 2007 Ford F-150 pickup truck that had knocked down some power lines. Pebble's truck wound up in a nearby field. He was cited for driving on a revoked license. 23-year-old Dakota S. Morgan of Jeff was arrested early Sunday morning on a charge of drunk driving and failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Police say they were dispatched to County Road 1400 East, south of Sisney, on a report of a vehicle in the ditch. Morgan and a passenger in the vehicle, Derek P. Atkinson, were in an ambulance when police arrived. Failing a number of field sobriety tests, Morgan was taken to the county jail where he tested .087 for blood alcohol content. He was also cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid that accident. 43-year-old Raleigh L. Bailey of Fairfield was arrested Saturday by Wayne County Sheriff's Police on preliminary charges of aggravated assault and battery. Bailey is accused of threatening 19-year-old Zach Myers of Fairfield with a knife and attempting to choke him. Bailey was lodged in the Wayne County Jail pending the filing of formal charges and setting of bond. Four residents from Iowa have died in a fiery plane crash in deep southern Illinois. The Johnson County coroner, David Rockwell, says the victims are two adult men and two adult women. Their small airplane, a Piper PA-28, crashed for unknown reasons in a thickly wooded area southeast of Vienna. State police say there were no survivors. The names of those killed are not yet being released pending family notification. Those living in the area reported an airplane flying very low before hearing a crash and seeing a fireball in the woods. Drones and UTVs were used to pinpoint the crash site. The investigation into the accident will continue today. It is being conducted by the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. Well, tomorrow, the Clay County Sheriff's Department will be conducting an intruder alert drill at the Clay City School. Now, the training is for local law enforcement and school staff only. There will be no students in attendance that day. The training will consist of emergency operation plans that the district and local law enforcement have developed and will further enhance safety policies and procedures. So if you see a bunch of cop cars at the school or in the village of Clay City, don't be alarmed. They're just conducting a drill at the Clay City School. It's an active intruder alert drill. WFIW News Time, 1221.
Now that Christmas is over, come to Eubinger's Furniture Company for great savings on the things the whole family can enjoy. Living room, bedroom, and dining room. It's all on sale, and for a very limited time. No interest financing till 2020, or huge cash discounts. See store for details. Savings will run all this week. Eubinger's will be closed on Sunday, January 1st, so the final day to save will be Monday, January 2nd from 9 to 5. Only at the after Christmas sale and only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Vanity kits not only look great, they're a great buy and save you money at Southern Illinois Lumber Company. Single and double bathroom vanity kits include the top, the cabinet, and the matching mirror for one low price. Go to Silco for the latest trends in vanities like solid rustic oak, traditional Queen Anne, hardware contemporary, European, shaker, mission, and more with slim, elegant styling for small spaces. It's easy to update and save with vanity kits from Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
A former Jefferson County school administrator has entered a not guilty plea to charges filed against her last month alleging that she embezzled more than $100,000 from the Weber Township School District. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office charged 55-year-old Sabrina Wheatley with a Class X felony charge of theft of over $10,000, make that $100,000 from a school, a Class 3 felony charge of official misconduct, and two Class 4 felonies of income tax fraud. Wheatley, who moved off to Florida, was taken into custody at the end of November and later brought back to Illinois. Her bail had been set at $250,000. That has since been reduced to $150,000. She was able to come up with the 10% required, posted $15,000 cash bond, and has been released. She made her first appearance in court Friday, in Jefferson County Circuit Court. She's due next in court for a status hearing March the 1st. The investigation was conducted by Illinois State Police and the Illinois Department of Revenue Criminal Investigations Division, and they determined on two or more occasions Wheatley allegedly accessed the school's district account to steal money. If convicted, Ms. Wheatley faces anywhere from 6 to 30 years behind bars. The National Weather Service office in Paducah, Kentucky, has released their top 10 weather stories for the year of 2016. Some highlights from the year include major flooding along the Mississippi River in deep southern Illinois and Cape Girardeau, Missouri, back in January, and the April 26 severe weather outbreak that impacted Illinois and Indiana. That severe weather outbreak included an EF1 tornado touching down northwest of Evansville that had peak winds of 100 miles an hour. It traveled about 7.5 miles southeast and had a maximum width of about 250 yards. Another highlight was the very dry fall weather and drought during the months of September through November. Here at the studios of WFIW, total precipitation for the month of December was 1.5 inches. Total precipitation for the year 2016, about 46.9 inches. A collective bargaining agreement has been reached between the state of Illinois and the Fraternal Order of Police Labor Council. Governor Bruce Rauner's office said Friday the deal includes a 4-year wage freeze and no layoffs of conservation police officers. Rauner's general counsel, Dennis Barashko, says the sides reached a compromise that continues to protect the state's parks and other natural resources. The Fairfield VFW is still selling raffle tickets for a half a steer, make that a quarter steer or a whole hog. Proceeds will help support the Voice of Democracy contest. Tickets are $10 a piece, and you can get those at the Fairfield VFW. The drawing will be on January the 6th. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative in West Salem at the noon hour. February crude oil prices down a nickel a barrel, trading at $53.89 on the mercantile. Locally, the area refineries are still paying $46.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil, and that shows no movement. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. Of course, the markets are closed today for the New Year's holiday. In local and area deaths, 93-year-old Fairfield resident Margaret Lillian Farmer died at 5:10 Sunday morning at St. Luke's Hospital in Chesterfield, Missouri. She'd been a teacher and homemaker, member of the First and North Side Baptist Churches, where she taught for many years in Sunday school and training union, and was a member of the Women's Missionary Union, the WMU. Survivors include a son, Brian Farmer of Fairfield, a sister, Janice Kenny of Lincoln, Nebraska, and four sisters-in-law, Norma and husband Larry Murphy, Gladys Young, and Shirley and husband Homer Legg, all of Fairfield, and Lily Zimmerman of Glendive, Montana. A viewing for family and friends will be from 10 till 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with graveside service to follow immediately at Besto Cemetery at Jeff. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Baptist Children's Home or the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and those will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. A 94-year-old former Albion resident Dorothy J. Dalby Hallam of Harrison, Arkansas, died Friday in Harrison, Arkansas. Survivors include two sons, Reggie and wife Laura Hallam of Mount Vernon, Illinois, and Ricky and wife Shirley Hallam of Albion, two daughters, Pamela and husband Art Kruger of Harrison, Arkansas, and Brenda and husband William Wagner of Novi, Michigan, six grandchildren and several great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Services for Dorothy J. Hallam will be 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion, with burial in Graceland Cemetery. Visitation will be noon Friday until the time of service, 1 p.m. at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion. 51-year-old McLeansboro resident David A. Vaughn died at 8:45 Saturday evening at his home. He had been a house painter. Survivors include a daughter, Erica, and husband Jared Price of McLeansboro, a sister, Pamela, and husband James Brown of McLeansboro, and Kevin and wife Jeanette Murphy of McLeansboro, a granddaughter, Ellie Price, nieces and nephews Jessica Robinson, Haley McPeak, Stephen and wife Mandy Brown, and Heath Murphy. There will be no formal services for David A. Vaughn. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is assisting the family with the arrangements. 77-year-old O'Fallon, Illinois resident Ronald Hayes Biggerstaff died last Wednesday at Cedar Ridge Health and Rehabilitation Center in Lebanon, Illinois. Survivors include a number of friends. Services for Ronald Biggerstaff will be 11 o'clock this Friday morning, the 6th of January, at Wolfersberger Funeral Home in O'Fallon, with burial in Enfield Cemetery at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Visitation will be 9 a.m. till the time of service on Friday at the Wolfersberger Funeral Home in O'Fallon. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of the local arrangements. Funeral services for Carol Jean Sport Hosselton, 89, of Louisville, will be 10 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with burial in Golden Cemetery with military honors. Visitation will be tonight, 5 until 7, at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorials may be made to the Clay County Hospice and will be accepted at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Susan K. Hughes, 58, of Grayville, died last Thursday at her home. She'd worked in the Grayville area as a certified nurse assistant, most recently at Harmony Healthcare and Rehabilitation in New Harmony, Indiana. Survivors include a sons, Mike Aldridge of Texas, Josh Reynolds of Vandalia, Trevor Tate of Crossville, Chris Jones of Grayville, and a sister, Kathy Thomas of Georgia, and a number of grandchildren. In keeping with Susan's wishes, her remains were cremated, and a visitation will be Tuesday evening, 5 to 7, at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Funeral services for Mary Alice Weiss, 83, of Enfield, have been set for 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Enfield Christian Church. Visitation will be tonight, 4 until 7, at the church. Memorials may be made to the Enfield Food Pantry in care of the Enfield Christian Church. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Gordon Henry Smith, 89, of Fairfield, have been set for 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation now till the time of service, 1 p.m. at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Burial will take place at Sisney Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the King's Chapel Church and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Funeral services for James E. Pressey, 73, of Dale. He passed away Saturday at his home. He was a member of the El Dorado Christian Church, was disabled, and past commander of the Sons of the American Legion. Survivors include his wife Linda Pressey of Dale, a son, James Pressey Jr., and wife Roxanne of Princeton, Illinois, a daughter, Marilyn Pressey, brothers, Larry Pressey of Ocala, Florida, Paul Pressey and wife Karen of Buena Vista, Georgia, Merlin Pressey and wife Dorothea of Duncan, Oklahoma, and Frank Roast of and wife Teresa of Delafield, 2 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and 5 step-great-grandchildren. Services for James E. Pressey will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. There will be no burial services at this time. Mr. Pressey's remains have been cremated. Visitation will be 6 to late Tuesday night at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services for Bertha Davis, 73 of Flora, have been set for 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora with burial in Bunker Cemetery at Reinhard. Visitation will be from 5 to late Tuesday evening at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorials may be made to the Clay County Animal Rescue and Shelter or for a good pause, and these will be accepted at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 1230.
Are you hunting for the best deals around? The savings are in season on over 400 vehicles now at Car Corral Polaris. Ask Car Corral Carl about a new 30-horsepower 2016 Polaris Ranger ETX with independent suspension, fuel injection, and on-demand all-wheel drive for only $69.94. Hunting season specials won't last, so go to the area's premier power sports dealer for over 18 years, Car Corral Polaris, Highway 50 in Flora, and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training info, see your dealer. Waterproof, kid-proof, pet-proof, unique, sustainable, amazing. Introducing U.S. Floor's Cortec Flooring at Haas Interiors. This new premium engineered luxury vinyl plank and tile flooring has the high-end look of real wood, natural stone, slate, marble, travertine, and stamped concrete with the durability of vinyl and the comfort of cork. Easy install right over imperfect subfloors up to 9 inches wide and 6 feet long. Find your look of Cortec Flooring at Haas Interiors, West Main Street, Fairfield.
And it is time to check the WFIW weather forecast. Rain likely this afternoon, high around 55. We have a 50% chance of rain tonight, low 52. 50% chance of rain Tuesday, high 52. Sunny Wednesday, cold though, high around 30. A slight chance of snow Thursday, high 24. Sunny Friday, 27. Saturday, another slight chance of snow, high of 28. Got up to 47 for the high yesterday, 44 our low this morning. We picked up a little over 6 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Still some light rain around the area. And at 12:32 under cloudy skies. Light rain falling here at the studios of WFIW. It is now 50 degrees. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Mortgage rates are at all time.